The majalis, the gatherings of Allah's dhikr, Allah's remembrance, about which it is mentioned in the hadith that any person, any individual who sits in the gathering of Allah's dhikr remembrance, doesn't matter how long he sits for, he will never leave empty-handed. He will never leave with a loss. In other words, every person who joins this gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person, grants that person forgiveness. There are various events and examples like this that we see where a sinful person, he just went past and joined the gathering of Allah's dhikr remembrance, and after that he passed away, and people saw him wandering around and walking about in paradise in Jannah, because Allah's every statement is truth. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. We should not look towards our sins and deficiencies. We should look at Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. So whenever you get an opportunity, whenever you get a chance, however short time it is, with full attention and focus and with full belief and faith, sit and attend that gathering, the dhikr majlis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with regards to these gatherings, stated that in the world, in the dunya, I make apparent my ni'mah's treasures. I give someone children, I give somebody kingdoms, I give somebody leadership. To others I make them ghani. But most of all, my greatest treasure, Allah says, gift, is that person who I give the ability to do my dhikr, to remember me, Allah says. So perform muraqabah. Muraqabah, the method of muraqabah is that towards your heart, give your full attention and focus towards your heart, and empty your heart and clean your heart of all thoughts, and put the direction of your heart and the attention of your heart towards Allah, and then with extreme humility and sincerity and with love and with full faith, thinking that I am remembering Allah and Allah is remembering me. Allah, 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 call out to Him. This is also called dhikr khafi. This is also called qalbi dhikr, and it's also termed muraqabah dhikr. Muraqabah is a general name. Muraqabah has different forms and different methods. Muraqabah isme dhat, this is muraqabah of the personal name. In other words, what we are doing, muraqabah isme dhat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's personal name, Allah, Allah. That is, we are remembering Allah. And the sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, the sheikhs of the silsila Naqshbandi, they have explained to us that there are different asbaq, different lessons that are given to the batin, the inner state of the student. So the Sheikh Kamil, the complete Sheikh, with the personal name of Allah, starts that teaching on the batin of the student. And those various lataif, those spiritual points are called lataif, the lessons. On those points, the Sheikh prescribes dhikr to the salik, to the student. So wherever the Sheikh has prescribed dhikr to the student, on those spiritual points in the batin, the isme dhat, in other words, Allah's name, the dhikr is started with Allah's name. So the first sabak, the first lesson, we call it muraqabah isme dhat, the muraqabah of Allah's personal name. And those lataif, those spiritual points on which the dhikr is prescribed, those lataif have different names that are present inside the body of the student, within. Lataif qalb, lataif ruh, lataif sar, lataif khafi, lataif akhfa, Latifa Nafs and Latifa Qalbiya. These are the seven lataif, the seven points, spiritual locations upon which the Shaykh gives dhikr to the student, dhikr of Ismi Dhat, Allah's personal name. So the first sabak, the first lesson, when the student is given dhikr Ismi Dhat and he's on dhikr of Allah's name, then this is called Muraqabah Ismi Dhat, the muraqabah of Allah's name, personal name. So all colleagues who have got their lessons, alhamdulillah, may Allah give them ongoing progression and sincerity and love. So on those specific points, when the student sits in muraqabah, then Allah's magnificence, His brilliance doesn't just descend, but it rains down on that student. And whatever latifa lesson the student is on, the salik is on that latifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His glory and status, He allows is the jaliyat, His splendor to descend. So to attain Allah's brilliance and splendor, then the student with humility, with full faith, full attention, that whichever latifa lesson he's on, he should close his eyes, pay attention, and Allah's name, Ismi Dhati, starts to repeat that. That's it. Our job is that much. Our task is that much, and it's Allah who will give. It is Allah who will give. Allah gives to that student who has more faith, more yaqeen, more certainty than the more Allah Ta'ala gives to that person. May Allah Ta'ala, to all of us, that this silsila, this order that we are traveling on, may Allah give us complete and full barakat and blessings. So perform muraqabah. Muraqabah ismi dhat, in other words, Allah. On your asbaq, on your lessons, your spiritual points, do this. Allah, 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 repeat the name.